The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Program. We got more steps, four of them, and we'll recap the first four, of how to handle passive-aggressive people. Johnson, you're going to get into that here in a few moments. We'll also take your calls and thoughts about whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Lav allows you to join us about whatever you want to discuss. A lot of talk earlier in the show about the Democracy Spring, as it's being called. It's a protest movement happening in D.C. throughout this week. Started actually last week, apparently, with some marches. This week, things got pretty serious with mass civil disobedience, over 400 arrests yesterday, more arrests today. Some elderly folks engaging in today's sit-ins and activities and getting arrested. So things are going to, I think, get even more interesting as the week goes on. They're apparently training for mass civil disobedience tonight. The CivDis is expected more of it to happen tomorrow, so it's the trainings that are happening tonight. It's Ian and Johnson in the studio. We got a Ryan listening in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was just wanting to ask you all what you thought about Jeremy Bentham and his influence on utilitarianism and positive rights insofar as how we have a government that, you know, continually grows and gets involved in more areas of our life.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, he was one of the early legal scholars of the school of utilitarianism and positive rights. He coined the phrase that natural law is nonsense upon stilts. And
is nonsense what?
On stilts.
On stilts.
Yeah, and also that he... The way he saw law and the way the utilitarians see it is that it is a social phenomenon in which the sources are more important than the merits. And, you know, if you think about that, what that can mean is that as long as the law passes with due process, regardless of how bad it is, you know, it's not going to go away. And a lot of people complain today about how, you know, once the government bureaucracy is created, regardless of how effective it is, it doesn't ever go away. It rarely ever goes away. And that it just seems that the more you read about these positive utilitarians, that it still has an influence today on our government. It just seems like, you know, those who follow the school of, say, natural law or in negative rights, like, you know, the John Locke and Frederick Bastiat of times past, they're just kind of like stopped at. And if you read a little bit about Jeremy...
So just to be clear, utilitarianism is basically the idea that the ends do justify the means, that whatever, you know, somebody in power believes is a worthy goal is worth doing whatever is necessary to attain it?
Yeah, as far as, you know, the goal of maximizing utility, even if that means we have to start taxing people, you know, heavier and heavier, even if that means that younger generations are starting to get more heavily taxed, you know, in a roundabout way, that's certainly described the effects very well.
Okay.
So, yeah, it just seems like that's kind of the system we have now. It's more so than, you know, a natural law. I mean, our government has grown to the point where it seems like natural law theorists are stopped at. Like, you know, Judge Napolitano from the former Freedom Watch show, anyone or Ron Paul, they would be more of the natural rights, natural law, natural rights, school of thought, and they seem like a rarity. And I mean, I would tend to side more with them than you know, Bentham or the progressive today. You know, I just want to see what you guys thought about that.
Well, I don't think you're going to find many utilitarians on Free Talk Live,
right?
I mean, we're pretty liberty-minded folks. I mean, most of the people that host this show, and I can't speak for everyone, obviously, I can only speak for myself, but Johnson, obviously, you should weigh in here. You know, if it turned out, the classic question from a utilitarian, and somebody asked this recently on the show,
right,
was, would you, if you found out that using violence would actually, you know, to get your, you know, whatever goal accomplished, would get it accomplished in a more effective manner than respecting people's rights, would you embrace the use of aggressive force?
Ask that again. So,
if it turned out that the use of violence, the use of aggressive violence,
right,
would actually make something somehow more efficient, that would, you know, whatever the ends are that we're talking
like
about,
killing postmen.
It doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter what the ends are that we're talking
killing
about.
Killing little girls because they stole your staples.
I think that's taking it to an extreme, but more like, you know, some sort of societal goal or whatever. If it turned out that I'll pick something for you. If it turned out that using violence would actually result in more people getting health care.
I can feed millions of homeless people by just stealing all of Donald Trump's money at gunpoint.
There you go. That's a good example of it. Would that be something that, you know, would you then embrace the use of that violence rather than respecting the rights of human beings?
No, of course not.
I personally, no. I would want to respect, you know, human rights and property and life and liberty in the pursuit of happiness.
And, of course, the utilitarian would say you're insane. The violence would make things better. The violence would make things, you know, people more healthy and more fair. It's just, sure, some you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And, of course, those of us who believe in rights, those of us who believe in, you know, humanity, are anathema to the idea of the use of aggressive violence to achieve political or social goals. And that's why we're libertarians.
Exactly, yeah.
There you go. I hope that answers your question, Ryan. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, we are in the minority. Most people do believe in the use of violence. They don't want to use it themselves. They'd much rather have the police use it for them.
I mean, Ayn Rand, it's one of her main points about all the reasons why she wrote a lot of her books was because she believes that the philosophy of old, that these philosophers have poisoned the minds of society, and most people are just completely unaware of it because they don't really understand the philosophy.
Right.
They're just having it just pooped into their heads.
Sure, they just accept things the way they are, and the way things are is, well, you got to pick somebody to use the violence, so let's pick Trump, or let's pick Hillary.
The reason why they think you got to pick somebody to use the violence is because they've been poisoned with popular philosophy.
That's what I'm saying, and that's why I think that's why what we're doing here with the Liberty community coming to New Hampshire, as they have been for more than a decade, and as they will continue to do thanks to things like the Free State Project or the Shire Society, when we can get enough liberty-minded people into a place, into a geographic area, where we can actually influence culture, where we can influence the media, where we can create the media, where we can put the ideas of liberty out there on a consistent basis, on a, you know, sane basis, look like there's more than just... Because I remember, you know, when I was in Florida, I was the lone dude on the side of the road waving the honk if you hate taxes sign, right? Like, there wasn't a movement of which to speak. But here, there is a movement. Here, it's growing. Here, there are more libertarians and voluntarists moving here every single day. So over decades, and I don't know how long it's going to take, but this is a lifetime project. Over decades, we will have that effect, I think, to where liberty can become a popular idea again.
Eventually.
And then all those people who just go along because that's the way it is will then say, yeah, I've always agreed with liberty. Once liberty becomes popular and they see their friends and they see their, you know, the people at their church or the people at their workplace or
but
wherever.
There's a danger to that, too, you know, because then you have this mindless sort of, you know, like
whatever,
not,
dude.
Not really,
that's how it's going to be.
Better. Yeah, sure.
That's how it's going to be. If you want something, you know, if you want an idea to take hold, it's got to get popular.
Yeah.
And once it gets popular, you can't expect the popular side of things to do any real research. They just want to be friends with people.
Right.
They just want to be not on the outskirts. They want to be in the in club, right? And so if liberty becomes the in club, then all of a sudden people are going to be like, oh yeah, you guys, libertarians. I've always been with you guys, man. Right on. I'm glad you finally made it.
Right.
I never voted for you, but I'm glad you followed. They'll finally vote for you once you finally
meanwhile,
get there.
Behind the back, they'll be trying to gain power and steal from you. I mean, like
that. Well, the ones that are not libertarian, not looking to... Some of them will. The more devious political types will. Yeah. But again,
or
we don't
be like, I'm going to join the Free State Project to be a libertarian. Just kidding. I'm a Republican. Let's all vote Republican.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing. There's no
not
perfect.
That's happening now.
There's no
like
perfect.
That. I wouldn't suggest ever that would be happening right now with a lot of people. I wouldn't be suggesting that.
Yeah. There's no perfect perfect system, and it's an ugly, ugly process of trying to change things.
Right.
And it's going to be that way anytime. But I would rather have liberty be popular than not.
Right.
So toll-free number is 855-453. We'll also get to more of the 8 steps for handling passive-aggressive people coming up. And you can share your experience with us here as well with passive aggression. Have you been a passive aggressor? Have you dealt with them? You can tell your thoughts at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls if you make them about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And you can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. And if you're considering making a move to New Hampshire, we were just talking about how liberty-minded people are coming here from all over the world. There's people coming here for the Free State Project, others coming for the Shire Society, and there's a bunch of reasons to move to New Hampshire. You might want to consider moving to Keene if you're one of the more principled, liberty-minded people. That tends to be the kind of folks who are attracted to the Keene area. You can go to move.freekeene.com, give you 150-plus reasons why you should consider Keene as your destination. You know, wherever it is you end up in New Hampshire, you're probably going to have a bunch of liberty-minded neighbors, so you'll probably be happy wherever you are. But Keene's a unique place, and you should learn more about it at move.freekeene.com. So we go to the phones, to the fun. Doug is listening in Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian N. Johnson.
Yeah, hi. You know, I couldn't believe the guy who called in earlier who had been talking about retirement. You know, I'm a libertarian, and whenever we have our family get together, I have elderly people in my family bring up, well, if the government weren't to take care of people during their elderly age, what are you going to do? You're going to let them die? Well, no. What should happen should be that you should take accountability for your retirement. You
right.
should be the one taking your money, putting it away, for your retirement.
But what about all the people who didn't? I mean, as the caller pointed out, he may have his retirement taken care of, but what about all those people who are irresponsible and who didn't take it? I mean, they shouldn't be able to just starve in the streets, should they?
You know, I don't know. Milton Friedman brought up a really good point. I urge the people, you know, if you ever get the opportunity to go on YouTube, watch video of him. You know, they had a lady or a gentleman on there talking to him about Medicare, I think it had been, you know, and about taking care of people during their elderly age. And Milton brought up, you know, well, you talk about about how you have a benefit everybody, but you never talk about the negative. You never talk about you're committing theft.
You know, oh, yeah, and you could never ask these people, well, if you don't save for your retirement, what should the consequences be? Blah! They can't answer that question. It would be psycho to ask. What should the consequence? There shouldn't be consequences. Blah! Like they can't. Any kind of time you offer consequences to this type of mindset, they lose their mind.
You should be able to smoke and drink all you want, have all the sex with prostitutes you want,
sure.
Spend all your money, and then be taken care of, right?
Mike,
I find a lot of the baby boomer generation and elderly people in our country, which, don't get me wrong, I hate the left. I mean, they are very tyrannical, they're very controlling, but the right, and in particular, you know, generally the baby boomer generation, they vote Republican, they vote GOP, they're, you know, in the category. They're hypocritical. They are more hypocritical than anybody that I've ever known. I mean, they want to control everybody. They want to, you know, watch what you do with your home. Oh, you're redoing your home. You're putting an addition on. Well, that will affect me in my neighborhood. Therefore, we need to make a law to prevent that. You know, they want to be involved in everything. You know what I mean? And they have no regard for freedom. They have no regard for individual liberty. And they complain about the government getting too big. Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. No, government should not be involved in that. But here you're going to attack Obamacare when you're collecting Medicare, and then they'll tell you, well, you know, you're going to have Medicare later on. No, we're approaching $20 trillion in debt. They take out, an important point here can be that originally it had been that you paid into it, the government would take care of it, and then you'd be giving it back. Okay, but people of the baby boomer generation are taking out more money than they put in. Okay, they're committing theft. What they've done to me, they've gotten a giant bully called the government to take money from other people of my generation and give it to them, and in which we will never get.
You certainly can't count on the government to have the money there for you later on down the line. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Doug, because they can change the rules anytime. They can change the deal, the game. You never sign an agreement, and even if you did sign an agreement, they're still the government. They can change the rules on their side. All they have to do is, you know, pass some new law and change it up. And there's no recourse. You can't sue them for it. They don't owe you anything. If they cut you a check, consider it a bonus because, you know, by the time you get there, it may not actually exist. And you can't count on that. But, you know, this is one of the reasons why libertarians get looked at as being heartless. And I think it's important to address what would happen in the idea. Let's say Social Security disappears tomorrow. And not because the libertarians got rid of it, because libertarians aren't going to win an election.
Right.
It's just going to fail. And so if Social Security fails before you actually end up collecting it, then what? What will happen. Will you be allowed to die in the streets? I sure hope not, because I think people are charitable. I think people will step up and they will help people in need. But also, people like to help people who are willing to help themselves. Sure, there are people who are just willing to help no matter what. Those people exist. But I like to help organizations and people that, you know, can empower others. So there's a homeless shelter in town here that I've given money to, and I will continue to do so, that helps the homeless, keeps them from dying in the middle of winter. They only open, though, during the 100 coldest nights of the year. They're not open around the year. They're not open all day or all night. They open up for the 100 coldest nights. They kick the people out at 7 in the morning. So you don't get to, like, have your little cubby hole and have your bed that you come back to. It's a different bed every night because it depends on wherever you get there and who's already there. So you can come back the next night. It's just you don't have the same spot.
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
Exactly. And then they give them during the daytime that you can go into their walk-in clinic. So they do have an open room during the day that you could go in. You can use a computer. You can write up a resume. You can, you know, learn about how to apply for jobs. Whatever. There's resources there for those people who want to better themselves. And that's what people really like. They like to help people who are willing to help lift themselves up out of poverty, for instance. Now, of course, that doesn't necessarily apply to everybody, because, like, if you're, like, seriously crippled in some sort of horrific accident, it may not matter that you've saved a bunch of money. You still may be out of cash. And it's those situations where, you know, somebody's house burns down or whatever. You see the community pour in support for situations like that. So I don't think there would be any problem with people getting help. The people who actually need help in the absence of the state will all be wealthier, because the state won't be taking 15% of your income. If you had an extra 15, and that's just Social Security or whatever.
Right.
So if you had an extra 15% every single paycheck, you could just take that and give it to whatever charities you wanted to, or give it to your grandma who screwed up and, you know, she didn't save for her retirement, or Social Security screwed her over, or whatever. Right. So people care about each other.
People have no idea how much money that is either. They don't know
you're
saving for your entire life that much money.
15% every single
Everyone
paycheck?
Everyone would be a millionaire, essentially. I mean, like,
if you save 15% every paycheck?
15% every paycheck, and then you got the interest on that, and then, you know, invested it, I mean, it'd be ludicrous.
Yeah. So let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Core or Care? I can't. Man, text is too small. What's your name in Mississippi? Hello?
Hi.
Care? Core? Hello?
Hello?
What's your name, Cole?
Yes.
Go ahead, you're on the air. You're on the radio, but you got to talk. Going once, going twice. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Just going to go ahead and say, no.
Yes. Let's talk to Darius in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live, Darius.
Hey, how's it going, Ian and Johnson?
Hey, Darius. Go ahead.
Is that music I'm hearing?
It is.
Yeah, so if what, you was point,
your, what was your
sum
topic?
It up real quickly, and we'll bring you back.
I wanted to talk about the Federal Reserve on the way back.
Solid. Stand by. We'll come back and discuss that with you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Federal Reserve. Oh, what's the equivalent of that up in Canada? Because he's calling from Toronto. This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian with you.
And Johnson.
And we also have a website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there completely free. If you want to help support the show, though, one of the ways you can do that and get a tremendous discount on the products that you buy on the Internet, you go to saveitpurse.com. And you can get whatever you need through Amazon at saveitpurse.com. And you'll save 20% easily. If you want to save, like, really quickly 20%, go with 20%. If you want to save more than that, you can choose a higher discount. Just it might take a little longer to fulfill your order. Because what you're doing is you're selling your Bitcoin through saveitpurse.com. And the people who buy your Bitcoin are buying your Bitcoin by buying things for you on Amazon.
Right.
It's amazing, and it works really well. I just got a what they call a KVM switcher, so you can switch between computers here in the studio. I got one of those at 20% off. And that's because I wanted it quickly. So I put it in at 20% off. Somebody bought it for me within an hour, and they paid for, like, faster shipping than normal. Somebody else bought something for me on saveitpurse.com recently, and they paid for Sunday delivery, which is not a cheap way to deliver something. So it's, some of these people really want their Bitcoin quickly, and they'll pay for Sunday delivery to get it. So go to saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. I've never paid for Sunday delivery in my life for anything. So it's so weird when it's on Sunday, something shows up at the door.
I just like my Prime account, and that's good enough for me.
As far as you won't pay for Sunday
delivery. Two-day shipping, yeah. I don't need to pay for any extra shipping.
Save at Purse.
Prime includes Saturday delivery, so, you know.
SaveATPurse.com. Go give it a try.
I've gotten things on Sunday through Prime, actually, to be honest.
That's pretty sweet.
You know.
So I actually canceled my Prime because I never buy through Amazon anymore. I always get things through SaveATPurse.com.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Darius in Toronto. You were calling about the Federal Reserve. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I was, and it's a topic that I rarely hear on the show, and I wish you would speak of it more often. And
we've talked about monetary, you know, things like the Federal Reserve note and alternative currencies, and like just the other night we were talking about Venezuela's hyperinflation, and I think the Federal Reserve got some mention in that discussion. But what about the Federal Reserve did you want to hear discussed? Fractional reserve banking, or, you know, printing, hyperinflation, inflation? What specific aspects?
Well, all those topics go hand in hand, right? And like mainly what I want to talk about is that the perpetuation of debt, and there is absolutely no way to get out of it, because for every dollar that is created, each one of those dollars has an interest rate on top of it. So in order for you to go and pay that dollar back with interest, you would have to go back to the central bank to borrow more money to pay the principal and the interest on top of it. So it's a perpetuation of debt, which is never, ever, ever, ever going to be paid off.
Yes, it's quite a brilliant system for the people who designed it, who are the ones that are milking the wealth of the country off of the top of the system, because you're right, it can never be, whatever the debt is can never be satisfied. It's impossible by the way the system is set up. So the only way to get out from underneath it, as we were actually talking about, I don't know if you heard our Venezuela discussion the other night, but we did talk about the Federal Reserve's debt money at that time. And the only way to get out of it is to get out of it and to, you know, divest yourself into alternatives. And I'm by no means an investment advisor, but I do have things that are not Federal Reserve notes. I like silver. I like, you know, gold. Hard metals are still a classic way to protect your wealth. And also Bitcoin now is an easy, useful. It's much more useful than gold and silver. So I'm a much, you know, bigger fan of Bitcoin, but it's historically we don't know what Bitcoin's going to do. We don't have hundreds of years of history like we do with gold and silver.
That's correct. And when you were talking about Venezuela the other day, and you mentioned gold, and you were mentioning how, I'm not sure if it was you or someone else, Ian, but the price of gold doesn't really go up and down. The currency goes, the value of a currency goes up and down based on it's kind of like a fixed value of gold.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things we've talked about recently as well. I discussed, this was within the last couple few weeks, where I pointed out that the price of, or an ounce of gold or an ounce of silver over a few hundred years has basically kind of held its value, meaning that, you know, the classic example of this, and obviously you can nitpick it, but the classic example is that an ounce of gold would buy you a fine suit of clothes 100 years ago, and an ounce of gold would buy you a fine suit of clothes today. So that's an example of what you're saying there, is that the gold itself is still as valuable as it's always been. It's just that the price changes based on the government currency that is, is buying it.
And in Canada, what we have is, it's kind of like a pseudo central bank. The Bank of Canada is a publicly owned bank. Well, it was up until 1974-ish, where the father of our current Prime Minister, Trudeau Sr., sold us out, whereby any infrastructure building that we wanted to pursue, we would have to go to a private bank instead of the central bank, the public bank that was operated as a public utility, kind of, or, you know, to that extent. And so we got sold down that route, and it was one of his greatest mistakes. And he said it himself. It's like, I sold Canada down the river, you know. I kind of lost my train of thought there. Sorry, guys.
Hey, you know, so I think what I'm pointing out here is that, yes, we have talked about these things, and we will continue to talk about them, but this is the point of Free Talk Live. You feel like we're not talking about something enough? You call in, you bring it up, and that's what you did, and I appreciate it, Darius. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
That's it, man. Keep it up, guys.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, if you feel like those darn Free Talk Live guys, they're just not covering my pet issue, well, pick up the phone and call in and join us here. It is super easy to get on Free Talk Live during the week. You're not supposed to talk about this in talk radio, but here's a hint. If we don't have a caller on the line, It's probably because we don't have any callers.
Right.
So, believe it or not, even though we're a nationwide syndicated show and we're heard on over 170 stations across the country, we're not heard on all 170 live at the exact moment that our voices are going out.
We also don't hold callers like a lot of other shows do, where they just put them in a queue and talk and talk, you know, and then
right.
On later.
Yeah, we generally will go straight to the phones when we are able to do so here on Free Talk Live. That is the point of the program. The phones are open. 855.
We haven't encouraged delivery drivers to call us in a long time, though.
Well, what do you mean? Like to tell their stories?
Delivery drivers. Yeah, sure.
Sure. I mean, always happy to hear delivery stories. Whatever
you
want.
Weirdest delivery story. Like for if you happen to be listening to Free Talk Live because you're listening as you're delivering pizzas or Chinese food or
there's
whatever.
There's always good stories.
We used to encourage that a lot.
I think the reason why that happened, you're talking about back in the
day. I would say also we should encourage Uber drivers with weird Uber ride stories.
Sure.
You know, or Arcade City drivers or whoever. If you're driving for one of these companies or you're a taxi driver, go ahead and give us a call with your weird.
Absolutely. Fares. Even here in the remaining moments, which are going to be coming up. But one of the reasons why we talked more about delivery drivers, because we used to be a local show back in Florida, and we would actually get every night we had restaurants bringing food to
us.
Now
we can talk to truck drivers with weird hauls. What's the strangest thing you've ever hauled? One time I hauled a cargo container full of rabid bunnies.
I would think it's the road stories that would be more interesting than that. More so than what was in the truck would be the
weirdest
experiences.
Weirdest lot lizard you've ever had?
Yeah, that kind of thing. But yeah, the experiences of who you meet on the road because you are going to meet interesting people. They're making a new Pee-wee movie. I
know.
Heard.
I can't wait.
I don't know when it's coming out. I don't know if it's this year or next year or what. But so, toll-free number tonight. You can bring up anything. You can take control of the airways. Yeah, I got an email recently from some guy who he's mad. He says he hates our slogan. He says, you can take over the airwaves. It's such a lie and should be considered false advertising.
Is his name Whit?
No. If a caller could actually take over the airwaves, they would have total control of your network and could not be hung up on. Please stop the use of the slogan since it brings down your credibility.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's really a concern for us.
Apparently doesn't listen to much talk radio.
The toll-free number here is 855-453, and we make it clear, you can bring up what you want. Doesn't mean you get to dominate forever as long as you want. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid Mill Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username's lrn.fm with you tonight. Ian here.
And Johnson.
To the phones, to the fun. If we get the chance, we'll wrap up the four more steps for handling passive-aggressive people. First, we go to someone calling themselves Agent Provocateur. Calling from, they won't say. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Yeah, Johnson, I heard you say my name underneath.
Oh,
your,
hey, there we go. Agent Provocateur.
Nasal clogged sinus passages. But your Bernie Sanders imitation fits, is pretty fitting given your gift of the vocal cords. Anyway.
It's not easy being green.
I know. You sound just like him because you're a dork. As well.
Oh, he called Kermit a dork. Represent with that PBS.
Anyway, I've never, just like I was the one that sent the email, never have emailed you guys, never sent you a message after the show like one certain person sitting next to you live.
But you agree with the email, right?
What email are you talking about?
He's talking about the email where I accused the emailer of being.
Oh, it's absolutely true. That person, what he said is absolutely true. You're not interested in having discussions with people.
No, we don't let people like you on the radio and talk to you at all.
I know.
You're absolutely right. We don't have conversations with people that don't like us.
This conversation is absolutely not happening right now.
It's not happening at all.
Hey, Johnson, can I give you some friendly, pacifist, aggressive advice?
Passive aggressive?
I know you got your rocks off.
You're very good at it.
You're in front of me for being some angry drunk and believing I had three Dueys, and I just as Ian is not sorry for having said that I did have those and goofed on me. Many a time on Free Talk Live when I
so wait, you're wrong. Saying you don't have to.
So you're saying when I apologize to you
don't
for getting the
my
number.
Word, Johnson, because I was trying to tell you some friendly advice. Because one of these days, if you don't apologize for having goofed on me about stuff that isn't true about me, just like I've never like called your show after the show. You had an after show call on a SoundCloud. Anyway, Johnson, you're going to.
You are just a rambling fool tonight here. Thanks for the call. I don't really care what you're going to say. He wasn't getting to it.
I wanted him to threaten me.
He just kept rambling and rambling.
I wanted him to threaten me so that I could show him that I am not afraid to actually use the justice system, because I would call the cops on him.
You think so?
Oh, I absolutely would. He was going to threaten me, but I wanted.
You sound like he was working up to it.
I wanted to be on tapes, like, you know, just call Joe Arpaio and let him have his own taste of his own lovely justice system down there in Arizona.
Let's go to Alex in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, yikes, that last guy. That gun.
Anyway, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've called in before and talked about, like, you know, my opinion on Islam and Muslim immigration and whatnot, that it should be restricted. Now, some stuff has happened recently, you know, and I've been thinking about it. It's certainly been difficult the past few weeks. You know, I found out the girl that I like is Islamic, you know, and I feel guilty because, you know, if I liked her and I, you know, married her and she came here, you know, I'd be, like, contributing to the problem, right? Be contributing kind of to the downfall.
You might be radicalized. You never know.
Well,
you
it's just like...
Well, maybe instead of believing that you'd be contributing to a problem, maybe you'd realize that the people who believe in Islam are not necessarily bad people, and that you'd learn a thing or two about it.
Well, like, they're not all bad, right? But it's just, it's still...
Yeah, most of them aren't, actually. Most of them are really peace-oriented people, in my experience.
Well, I don't know. I mean, relative
I do know.
To what?
Because I've met some of them. But, apparently you've met one now, too.
So, wait, let me ask you this first. I mean, I feel a kinship a little bit with you because I can't date anyone with any religion whatsoever. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are you religious yourself?
No.
So are you an atheist?
Yes.
Okay. So then I definitely have a kinship with you, and I have no advice for you whatsoever because I wouldn't be able to date with anyone of any religion.
Yes, but Johnson, you wouldn't want to prohibit someone who believes in a religion from coming to the United States.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
He is saying he would want that.
Well, I mean, there's two aspects to it, right? There's the Islam aspect, and then there's the fact that she's not white. You know, it's just.
Are you for real, man?
Yeah. No, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, you've called the show before, and you're like, you know, one of the Cantwell trolls, basically. I heard you calling, I think it was Anarchy After Dark last week, and you ended your phone call with some secret code that is, you know, identifies you as a Cantwell follower.
One, four, three is love. Right?
So basically what this cuck is saying is that if his girlfriend came
to
this country...
That's C-U-C-K, by the way, is what you said, just to clarify
that.
Basically,
if what he's saying is that if she came to this country, he'd give her a free helicopter ride right back to the Middle East. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I wonder, you know. She's not Middle Eastern.
She's Indonesian.
So you'd give her a ride back to Indonesia, and they'd drop her right out of the helicopter. Is that what you're saying? Because she's not white?
Well, I mean, she might
like
be honorary.
My president,
look what this guy is saying.
Honorary Aryan. But, I mean...
An honorary
Give her a swastika tattoo and be done with it, and then you'd be all right with her. Is that what you're saying? You'd be fine then? Good for you!
It's kind of funny if it weren't so sad, Alex. I mean, I don't know what you really believe, but I sure hope it's not what comes out of your mouth. Thanks for the call tonight.
Did you like my Cantwell impersonation?
It was okay. And I still love Chris, and he and I
are
still
friends. He's just got some very strange beliefs.
I don't know what Chris really believes.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Clearly, on occasion, a character. And I kind of feel like maybe this whole Trump nonsense might be something to do with, you know, just saying, like, let's just speed along the demise of the system.
He admitted on the air when I was on his show most recently, he had me on a couple months ago, that he is pandering to white nationalists.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
So, like,
I believe that 100%.
Yeah.
But I also think that he does genuinely hate liberals.
Oh, no, no doubt about that. I think that's probably true. Okay, so do you have the remaining four of the 8 steps for handling passive-aggressive people? Because
let's recap real quick the first four.
Okay.
Spot the passive-aggressive behavior in the first place. This can be difficult. 2, avoid getting involved in the passive-aggressive game. Don't bother trying to decode behavior. 3, do not retaliate with your own passive-aggressive tactics, as this is unlikely to work. 4,
better to be direct and ask the person as tactfully and as positively as you can if there is an issue.
All right, number five.
Five is mention what you think the other person may possibly have some ulterior motive for their behavior. So just part of that being direct is just, hey, I think you got an ulterior motive here, you know, like, and just call them out on it. Six, stay calm at all times. Keep the emotions in check while listening to the problem. Seven, do not expect to be able to transform how a passive-aggressive person behaves.
Sure.
You know, they're
unrealistic.
They've got their, you know, what they're trying to do. They're trying to get revenge. They're trying to get power, whatever they're trying to do.
If you want to expect anything at all, is to hope that the person would be willing to talk to you.
Yep. And the last and final one is do expect to show the other person that the best way to communicate is with you. Sorry, the best way to communicate with you is directly,
yes,
not by using passive-aggressive methods. And that's, again, why this happens a lot in work situations, is because the boss doesn't want direct communication. And they establish a relationship where you can't communicate with them directly.
Right.
And
it's an open-door
policy. Really, really terrible way to lead a company is if you set that up, then what you're setting up is you're setting up a situation where the employees are going to be passive-aggressive, and they're going to monkey wrench, and they're going to destroy your company because you have a communication problem. And
bad management.
Because that's when a manager is really insecure. That's what that comes down to.
Yeah. That's true.
Security.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, you're setting the stage. You're setting the way things will operate with your leadership, basically,
yeah,
right? And so if you can sit that person down, have that conversation, and you can show them that you really do care about whatever the issue is or whatever, you know, their problem is, or
right,
that, you know, that you're not that if you can have that conversation that they were afraid to have, and you can have it to where it's not as bad as they thought it was going to be, you know, that it works out, everything's okay in the end, that will make it, I think, more likely that they will initiate the conversation in the future.
Right.
And that's what you want to have happen, right? You want the passive aggressiveness to end, but at the same time, you can't expect it to.
Right.
That's what they were saying,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But if you set the stage for
communication.
Good communication.
Yeah, good communication. You got to kill the bad communication, which is the passive aggressiveness, by finding out what's going on and, you know, what this person's beef is, and, you know, allowing them to communicate that beef.
Right. And then try to find some sort of solution that, you know, doesn't upset too many people. Right.
Right? Yep.
Brings people together. Hopefully. If not, get rid of that person. Even if it's the manager.
Yeah.
Right. Ben Ian here with you tonight.
And Johnson.
You can join us tomorrow online. In the meantime, just visit freetalklive.com. We'll keep our eyes on the Democracy Spring, as they are calling it, in D.C., where hundreds have been arrested. Should be going on throughout the week. This is Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements, and we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from
everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.